pies with apple filling, and a vanilla milkshake. The expired day lay buried in the earth, in the asphalt. Unseen but felt, its ghost haunted the Arizona night, a hot spirit rising lazily from every inch of ground that Dylan crossed. Here at the end of town that served travelers from the nearby interstate, formidable batteries of colorful electric signs warred for customers. In spite of this bright battle, however, an impressive sea of stars gleamed from horizon to horizon, for the air was clear and dry. A westbound moon as round as a ship's wheel plied the starry ocean. The vastness above appeared clean and full of promise, but the world at ground level looked dusty, weary. Rather than being combed by a single wind, the night was plated with many breezes, each with an individual quality of whispery speech and a unique scent, redolent of desert grit, of cactus pollen, of diesel fumes, of hot blacktop. The air curdled as Dylan drew near to the restaurant, thickened with the aroma of long-used deep fryer oil, with hamburger grease smoking on a griddle, with fried onion vapors nearly as thick as black damp. If he hadn't been in a town unfamiliar to him, if he hadn't been tired after a day on the road, and if his younger brother, Shepherd, hadn't been in a puzzling mood, Dylan would have sought a restaurant with healthier fare,